Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the fifth episode of Power Rangers Mega Force, United We Stand, which first aired on March 2nd, 2013, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by Jonathan Broff. And without any further ado, we're going to get this one started here, and we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, go. Kind of close.
So, where's this rare flower you want me to...
Hey, are they sort of wearing different outfits? Emma's wearing pants. Gia's wearing a jean jacket.
This is the Magnus Bloomus annulus. It only flowers one day a year. One day. They're really hard to find. I can't believe we're seeing this. Wow. It's beautiful. I wonder why it blossoms for only one day.
Wonder if it's a real flower.
Secrets. It's things like this that make our planet so special. You want me to take a picture of you with the flower to prove you found it? What are best friends for? Next, we'll take some pics together, but just for us. They'd ruin my tough girl image. Yes, go say.
Report immediately.
We'll be right there.
What's up with that echo in it? If it's... He's almost talking in their heads there rather than through the morpher.
Let's check it out.
Loogies!
I'm sure they're not alone.
Well, where there's loogies, there's usually more trouble.
You Rangers look smaller in person.
Whoa, who's this guy?
Too scared to come down and fight?
Is that...
Fear isn't in
Vrak?
But you should...
Does he look different?
Especially
well, maybe it's because he's outside of the ship. To pretend to be Wolverine? I will say this, at least they're not using a bunch of puns like Samurai was.
It's like he's watching us as if we were rats in a lab.
He's gotta go.
Let's examine you up close. Loogies, attack!
You are rats in a lab. Again.
Come on, Emma. Let's take him down.
unity in battle. Interesting.
Why did he leave now?
You couldn't see that from your spaceship?
They sure packed it up pretty quick.
Wow, you girls rocked.
In sync and fearless.
Yes, we were. You guys were great, too.
Well, we love to hang around, but Emma has some photos to print. So catch you later.
I have returned. You're just in time to meet our newest ally. She claims to be royalty like you.
Vrak is different. What is going on? Are we using two different episodes here?
Stand the stench of your subordinates. We all know females are much better company than males and deadlier adversaries. Plus, we're far smarter.
I'll show you who's smarter.
Someone needs to learn some manners. I am the great Queen Warrior Bizarra. I command respect.
Ah, yes. Your excellent reputation precedes you. We've heard you are ruthless and very cunning. How do you plan to help me deal with the humans?
My royal jelly venom will make all human males my loyal servants. One taste, and they will be unable to refuse my commands. And the females will fight until they destroy one another. I plan to start with the girl rangers.
Oh, so that works, I guess. You'll notice they're back in their regular outfits. Well, if you're going to upload them, shouldn't they have been digitized instead of full-on... Uh-oh.
And best friends will soon become worst enemies.
You need to be more careful.
Hey, I gotta see you first.
I like it. For once, you're not snarling.
I hate it. It's going.
No! Yes! No! Yes! No!
They crumble them up into balls, and then they end up unfurled. Interesting.
He was different. He didn't look like an insect.
Oh, so I checked. Apparently, that was Vrak's Earth armor or something that he wears when he comes down to Earth, I guess. You're not watching and seeing the attack? Oh, I bet you'll see it now.
The guys on the soccer field are being attacked.
What?
I'll call the others.
Take them to my hive.
Did the dirt ground there like turn into dark sand? Almost a beetle Borg, in fact. Yeah, he really should be able to tell the difference between a bee and a beetle. I mean, come on. Neither.
Once you're in my hive, you'll become my slaves. Think what an honor it'll be to serve me, the queen. your sorry little lives.
Mega Blaster!
Jake! Noah!
Hey! Are you okay? What happened?
Hello, girls. How did the photos turn out?
Huh? How did you know?
Were there any keepers?
Look out!
Breaking sword! Close off, B!
I suppose you think that's clever. Soon, all you males will be under my command.
Never!
You know, I think Troy's the first one to do the sword fighting looking like a fencer. Or is that what they call them? Fencers? They're acting like they're being electrocuted.
Don't force it, Emma. They're not compatible, but we can't wait.
What do you think you're doing? Good. My spell is working.
Emma, what are you doing?
You two are bitter enemies.
Well, for someone that's supposed to not like Emma anymore, Gia just sacrificed herself there. Not bad.
You three, carry me to my hive.
What? I can't help myself.
Neither can I.
Quickly now.
All right, so let me see if I understand this. Jake looks like he's fighting it. Noah says he can't fight it, and Troy just seems to be perfectly fine with doing the work. Oh. Okay, that's kind of humorous, but okay.
Start a fire. Go gentle. Much better. Hey, foot boy, don't forget to clean the gunk from my toenails.
Okay. Yeesh. Why did I get the feet?
This branch has been broken recently. They must have gone this way.
Anything could have broken that branch.
I say we figure out where a large amount of people can hide without being detected.
Logic, Emma.
Clues, Gia. I'm starting here.
Fine, I'm going this way.
Fine.
Whatever.
Aha. I was right.
Enough of your constant complaints! Clean up this mess and be grateful that you've served me. Stop!
Oh, not by yourself.
You.
Dummy.
It's morphin' time. Mega Force Pink.
What?
No.
There were other people there besides the three Rangers. Oh, it worked for her too. But anyway, those guys in the back might have seen Emma morph. Just saying.
Get up! I don't need your advice!
Girls! What's gotten into you both? Your best friends!
Not anymore. I hit them with my venom after they came out of that photo store. Now they can't help but argue. They'll never be best friends again.
Funny, you gotta explain it. Okay.
Sure, but I'm not the one that's tied up in knot. Land brothers! Activate!
Summon swords!
Beetle Zord! Set!
Maybe use one to free Emma? or something? Oh, no, because I forgot. Yeah, you're not friends anymore. You can't make the weapon without the other three. Come on. So you couldn't have fixed the weapon. Well, you're not destroying each other, but okay. Okay, that was kind of funny. Of course she did. Just gonna take my time doing it. It's okay. Okay, I'm sorry, but that is kind of funny. They use the episode title in the episode. Yeah. Okay, that's kind of cool looking. Although it's making it look like Emma's taller.
Hey guys, we're glad to see you.
We're free.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but it does annoy me every time that you see the cards and you can see that what they say. It's not so bad on that one. Although I will say that it says right above Gosei Great, Tenso Sentai Gosager on the card, so... Yeah.
Didn't anyone tell you that it's rude to point?
Brute force is such an ugly way to win a fight. But if you insist...
We're in a bit of a bind here, guys.
But my venom isn't just for humans, you lump of metal.
Sky Brothers, send us your power. Yes, Sky Brothers. Activate.
Summon Zords.
You know, since both Troy and Emma are both Sky people, I can understand why they wanted to show that Troy got it too, but couldn't they just have had her? Well, no, because you gotta go with the Sentai footage, I guess. Also, not 100% sure how this makes them fly, but okay. Hey, look, they all just suddenly happen to already have the victory charge for this version of the Megazord.
You were so good.
Not funny. And neither was the fact that you hit my head with that fan.
I'm kidding, man. Seriously, sorry about the fan whack. I tried to stop.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Ah, your best friends again?
Of course. We realized that we weren't in our right minds when we said all that mean stuff.
What happened to the other pictures, I wonder?
Too familiar.
Nice picture, girls.
Picture? Best friends share secrets.
Uh-oh.
Emma, you really found the Magnus Bloomus annulus? I'm impressed.
Yeah, I did. And you really sent this picture to our local newspaper so everyone can see us grinning like
cheerleaders.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
You both look so good in this picture.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. All right, so this was a little better. They're not explaining. They never explained why Vrax looks different when he's on the ground than he does in the ship. I only found that because I was looking online during the episode. So, yeah. No explanation as to why he's got that weird orange armor on. I know Vrax goes through some different changes to his looks. So I was kind of wondering if that part of the episode was from a later episode, but evidently, I don't know. Because this does take footage from a later episode of Ghost Sager, but I don't know if... nothing I found seems to indicate that it's after some sort of change to Vrak. So anyway, otherwise, not terrible. There was some cringeworthy acting in this one again. That scene after the fight where the girls go off to go get their pictures developed, the whole scene was a little not great. Excuse me. And the fact that the three male actors could not come up with one uniform way to show themselves being under the influence of the bee lady Jake was the only one that seemed to be fighting it. Noah, I couldn't really see his face, so I don't know what he was doing, but Troy offers no objection at all. Not even when the others are talking. Until the girls show up. So that's weird. Also weird is the fact that our Rangers seem to have broken the spell but get stuck behind a force field of some sort. While the other guys seem to be still working in the background after the girls show up. I almost wonder if this is supposed to be because of the fact that they are Rangers and they have powers and that's kind of protecting them, maybe. I don't know. It was kind of weird, too. It's almost like it was just they wanted a way for them to be there to kind of explain things while also keeping them out of the Sentai footage that they're not supposed to be in. Huh, weird. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the 6th episode, Harmony and Discord. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care, and may the power protect you. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Keep on going.